Racine County is one of the most politically divided areas of the state. 4 years ago, Republican Kathy Stepp was elected to the Senate by 800 votes out of 50,000 that were cast. But Stepp isn't running for re-election. This year's contest is between Democrat John Lehman, who's been in the state assembly for a decade, and Republican Bill McReynolds, the Racine County executive, who previously served as county sheriff. A key issue in the race is taxes and government spending. McReynolds says he has the more conservative approach.
We're for, you know, business, economic development, and controlling government spending.
Representative Lehman says he's not out to raise taxes to fuel more government spending. He says a couple of years ago he set aside an idea to reduce the number of sales tax exemptions. But Lehman says he will still talk about tax fairness.
We have provided all kinds of tax exemptions for wealthy corporate interests that come into the state capitol and lobby strongly. And then they leave the rest of us holding the bag, especially the property taxpayer is under direct attack.
Lehman's criticism of corporate special interests has made the Racine race one of several Senate elections where outside groups are dumping in money by the tens of thousands of dollars. This radio commercial from a state business group lists Lehman's alleged transgressions.
If you drive a car, own a home, have a job, or plan on retiring someday, John Lehman has voted for higher taxes for you.
Lehman has taken to the airwaves to fight back.
Would anyone representing Racine actually be for high taxes and against families and real job creation as they claim? Absolutely not.
Outside groups have also jumped into the Racine County Senate race over school vouchers. McReynolds says he'd like to see the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program expanded to Racine.
If someone in the city of Racine wants to send their child to St. Cat's, Lutheran, any one of the private schools, they should have the opportunity to do it.
But Lehman says voucher dollars would take money from the public schools. He also says private schools need more accountability.
The main question is, are we going to hold these schools to the same accountability that we hold the public schools?
Lehman's reluctance to expand vouchers has prompted a controversial mailing from a pro-voucher group in Michigan called All Children Matter. Some union members in Racine say the flyer illegally asks people to vote against Lehman, and the State Elections Board has been petitioned to rule on the case. Meanwhile, last week a teachers' union began attack ads against McReynolds. A competitive race in Racine has also triggered various ethics-related allegations and has drawn some high-profile visitors. Senator Herb Cole has come to a Lehman fundraiser. McReynolds brought in former Governor Tommy Thompson.
I think he's probably one of the best candidates running for the state Senate today, and not only will he be a credit to the Senate, he'll be a star.
Bill McReynolds will at least be a star to the Republican Party if he helps it hold on to control of the state Senate. But John Lehman's popularity with Democrats statewide will get a similar boost if he wins the 21st District Senate race. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine.